So let's talk about this nail polish thing and whose fault it was.
Really? With the mayonnaise?
It's your fault because you asked him to help.
Is that really what you think?
No.
I said, can you please pour this on here? Be really careful. And he said, okay.
But you asked him to pour it on the table?
No, I just said, can you pour it on this cloth? And he chose to pour it over the table. You could have stepped back.
You guys did this to yourself, so I'm just going to bring up that. Was it a full minute or 2 minutes before that I said over the sink?
I don't know. You said 2 minutes.
I think, yeah, about 2 minutes. So we're done with that. No one listens to you. No one listens to me. So where I sat by myself, there was two like old people behind me. Not old people, nice. Probably like, you know, some middle-aged woman and her husband or something. Mm-hmm. And she was doing one of these, you know. He's like, you know. So then, you know, the nurse lady asked me for my John Hancock, and she said, "Oh,
I know.
That's where a kid, you know." Yeah. And then like the little kids, like, "You're my favorite. It's my favorite dinosaur." And she's like, "Kids are so innocent. That's why they're great." And I was this close to turning around and telling her, shut the fuck up. So right. Here's what I did. At the end, when he's got the little heart thing on the moon, I do my out loud. I'm like, that must have taken a lot of human blood.
That's what you said?
I said that.
Really loud?
Just loud enough for her to hear it.
And what'd she say?
She didn't say shit.
She's like, oh.
She stopped saying stuff at that point because the movie was over, but you know.
It took a lot of love.
Welcome to the Feudal Podcast. Send us an email at HTTP. Oh no, you send us an email at futilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you are a loyal listener and one of the new people from the East Coast, maybe that's listening to us because you saw some of our posters up at your local watering holes,
or maybe you didn't.
Maybe you didn't, and you just found word of mouth. You know, it happens.
You were looking for porn, and you found it accidentally.
Yes, you know, you were looking for feudal porn, and you just
feudal porncast
stumble across.
What is it?
Shocking?
Shriken.
It's Shriken.
I think that's
all
like
I know is that on Naruto they call him Shuriken. And if Naruto Shriken. Would not get something anachronistic.
Wait, is
Shriken.
That like the fucking what is that Shriken. Windows thing for people that are
Shriken.
No,
retarded? They have to type it
Shriken.
In.
Shriken.
Why is this saying like a robot Shriken. Saying?
Shriken. Yeah. Taking over listening.
Or a Danish person.
What? It's not a requirement, but on iTunes we have a explicit.
Yeah.
Really?
Potty mouth. Because your mouth.
I don't ever swear. What are you talking about? You're blaming this all on me? Nobody
all of the swearing is hyper ironic, so it doesn't count as actual swearing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nobody else swears on this podcast.
I have never sworn.
Come on. Have you ever listened to them?
It's rough.
Oh, well, there you go.
Zach?
I'm not going to say
it again. What? Say it again.
So what? Shuriken?
Say it again.
Shuriken.
On Wiktionary.
Have you been looking this up the whole time?
Yeah.
What he does.
Why I say the pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Why don't we check that word on Wiki Shuriken?
It says Shuriken.
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 You're saying Shuriken, though.
I say Shuriken.
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 It's not Shuriken.
How did your girlfriend say it?
I don't know. Correctly.
Yeah. She's got it in her DNA to know how
a girlfriend because she was past. Asian.
And she knows how to say it.
She is a ninja.
Asians are ninjas. Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, man.
What?
Watermelon brings out so much delightful conversation.
Mm.
Shuriken.
Shuriken. Shuriken.
Okay.
Do it. Say it.
Shuriken.
Say it.
Shuriken.
And let's hear the robot.
Shuriken.
No, the robot's wrong, I think.
Dude, robots are never wrong.
Can you have the robot say, thank you, I'm doing
it's
extremely
a Microsoft
well.
Robot.
Oh, high five. Bam!
Yeah, BSOG. Yeah,
this actually sounds like that Shuriken thing that guy was saying.
Shuriken.
Shriken?
Yeah, he's just cutting out
the consonants. It says on Usagi Yojimbo, they pronounce it Shuriken.
Shuriken.
He knows Chinese. He doesn't know Japanese.
He might know the same.
The kanji.
That's something I read online.
So we watched the movie Hancock, which is a sort of postmodern comedy superhero drama play thing, which is made abundantly clear when they use the first three notes of the Superman theme when he finally becomes totally Superman, and it's just dun 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 dun.
I think you'll read in my review of Hancock that comes out tomorrow, and the Rinkum Porn.
This guy's such a con.
Yeah.
I actually said Superman ripoff score, so I beat you.
Yeah. You didn't beat me.
I did, because it's published.
Everybody saw
that. But, you know, my deadline is on Monday, so
that's like me saying, hey, so the sky was blue, and you're like, I kind of saw that the sky was blue yesterday.
I saw that, a day ago.
I'm the only person in the world who's ever said or written that.
Okay, cool.
Well,
anywho, so the movie starts. Will Smith, a pretty hot looking Charlize Theron. Theron, whatever.
She looks alright. She's not that great.
I thought she looked good
I
in
think
this
she's
movie.
Overrated.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah. She looked better in this.
She has really tiny breasts.
Yeah. Okay, so we covered that. And it's got the Bateman.
So we covered that.
Bateman.
The Bateman is back.
He's always great.
The Bateman is back for the second of a Berg one. Second, Peter Berg.
Yeah. Berg loves the guy.
Yeah, and Berg.
Who doesn't? Though?
Berg, I'm starting to like Berg. He's definitely.
I like
Berg. He's the poor man's
flair.
Michael Mann, and he's got a good flair, but it doesn't overtake everything.
I think he's the
everything.
Poor man's David Fincher.
No. Well, not. I don't think there's anyone that compares to Fincher.
Is there anybody as lovable as Jason Bateman, though? He's so lovable. You gotta love
Remember
him.
Remember, even in. What was that movie?
Teen Wolf 2?
No, the stupid.
Teen Wolf 2.
Smoking
Aces?
Aces?
Even in that part of the movie.
He should die.
He was talking about how small his dick was.
Yeah.
And he was just, it was funny. We were like, oh, what a great
He was
guy.
The best part of Dodgeball,
the
Ocho.
He was in Dodgeball?
ESPN.
ESPN
8.
Ocho.
He had a spiked hair and was wearing, long sleeve shirts under his polo shirts.
He was making, the ridiculous comments.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the former Dodgeball champion guy that they had on, you know? Okay, so those are the three stars. I think, is there any other stars in this movie? Big names at all? Everyone else is just you would maybe recognize him
the
from TV shows.
The kid from that Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yeah, he was in it. He got taken up into the sky.
The kid that he throws in
there,
French kid.
Oh, the French kid?
Yeah, that's that kid. Yeah.
That kid was annoying.
Okay. Yeah, that kid was supposed to be annoying because he was French.
Yeah,
that was easy peasy on their part.
That Halloween movie, he was annoying too, just because he was a little bad.
Okay, so the basic premise is that we've got a amnesiac, alcoholic superhero who lives sort of a bum. And he still does heroic things, because it's that's
like
his job. But how does he generate his income? It doesn't seem like he has a way to generate his income. He has no secret identity. That's the first thing. Everyone sort of knows him by this name Hancock, which they explain later on in the movie.
Yeah,
is because
the wonderful explanation about this whole story.
Yeah, well, according to the lady sitting behind me, she was like, oh.
It surprised her. It was so great.
She's like,
oh,
that's
it.
No, I'm not shitting you. That was what she did.
It's a terrible story.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
And so, yeah, so it is a pretty, pretty annoying story. I would say that it's the kind of movie where the way it kind of orchestrates, you got to give them some credit because they're trying something new. They're kind of trying to merge a complete ridiculous, almost parody movie with an actual movie that's trying to be on its own story, its own telling of a superhero drama.
I didn't dislike the movie at all, but the whole explanation of the whole
that was so weak.
It was weak. I was just kind of what? But I didn't.
It was half-assed more than
for
anything.
That. You
it was
know what
half-assed
I mean?
More than anything.
Usually I'd be this movie sucks because of that, but I was just whatever, that's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But I still I was entertained.
I feel like it was half-assed. It was almost either better to not explain it or to actually
have it
more well figured out.
Yeah.
And rather than kind of half-explaining it and then having it really just, it felt very episodic because once What's-Her-Name starts telling, we can spoil it because I won't have this posted for a while, but basically the gimmick is that Bateman's wife is...
I thought that was pretty lame too.
Well, it wasn't coincidental. I'm always doing the screenwriting thing where I'm trying to figure
they
out...
They give it away
all
in the second trailer
based on
for
coincidence.
It.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, of course. You know,
I didn't
because
they show her with the dark makeup on, you're like, oh, she looks kind of like a superhero.
and they show her actually say in the second trailer, you're becoming mortal, so she knows something about what happened, and they basically convey that she knew he had an accident, he got hit on the head and got amnesia, because he's vulnerable whenever he's with her, because she's his pair, I guess the whole gimmick is that you go back to generic mythology, and they're like god pairs. That they're super. They've got super strength, invulnerability, and
flight.
Flight. That seems to be the only powers that I could discern.
Theron could also do weather.
Was oh, well, they both did when they were together.
It was like, I think that was sort of supposed to be some kind of thing
just
about
like
them
together,
coming
together. Yeah,
it created, like, creates created heat. This it created whole, heat, yeah. And then that created microclimate.
She did heat alone. Problems. She did heat though alone when she was in the house.
Like, yeah. I think, when, right? Yeah, I read but something from Berg that said it was her that she was actually more powerful than him.
But she
yeah,
said he was
well,
more
they made
strong.
It, they made it seem like that she was. Had,
she
like,
even
more,
said that she was more powerful. She was,
yeah, and that she could. They said the weather thing was also something she.
So
was
she was like
to,
Storm,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, and then he's stronger. Is that, she said
well,
he
no,
was stronger.
Just that he was the one who was handpicked to, by whoever created them to.
I didn't like that either.
They're
at the end, like, where
he was
like left alone, and he was like, "Oh, I guess I'll do this.
I'll just hang out in New York. You hang out, you know. Eventually, Bateman will croak, and we'll get together and bang for a while one night in a you know remote
really
cabin
matter,
where no one will
forever.
See each other, see us, and then we'll go our separate ways. You know, they'll get together once every you know quarter century, and
that's got to be good.
You know,
fuck,
they
each,
should have done.
Fuck each other's
here's
brains out, and that'll be that.
When they brought him together and they were able to stick a needle in him, they should have taken out a bunch of his blood and then just plugged it into other people.
Ah.
That wouldn't
then
have done
you take
anything.
Him back away and
so
everyone's
then
like,
they'd die.
Oh.
They'd die.
Why?
I don't think that would work.
Why? Prove to me.
Because
they have
their blood
types.
Wouldn't work,
their
yeah.
Blood
that, if it was the same blood types.
For everyone in the world.
Then they'd already be a superhero.
No,
they'd already,
and
be
that
a super
make
god
you, they
over
say
man.
That it would make you super. It's not like the...
Well, then how did the Cylon blood work for President
yeah.
Roslin?
Can explain that?
Explain
that.
Explain
that.
It had to do with something. That wasn't... It was...
true, the robot.
It was half Cylon, half human blood, remember?
Yeah, yeah but
it was
half,
from the, baby.
The half human blood, that was
it
the
had already
blood.
It had already reconciled the, you know, the antibodies. I don't know.
Adding
I haven't
blood
seen
to somebody
season
else's
four.
Blood doesn't... Does
you haven't
not
seen
a
any
superhero
season 4?
Made.
No, so...
You're in for a treat.
We'll talk BSG one of these
cracking toasters everywhere.
Keep... This is how exciting
Hancock.
Yeah,
and
is,
I'll,
yeah,
then I'll talk about
this
it
is how exciting
I
Hancock
like
well here's the thing I liked parts of it but I thought like I agree with Ryan that the story of it being oh yeah you're a god we're a god we're supposed to pair up become human
to be too many to
god god oh
yeah.
McDonald
yeah
just
yeah.
Like this
yeah.
Is serious no it's funny and then
yeah
like,
yeah that you gotta give it credit for trying to do something new but
yeah.
I don't think it succeeded at it entirely
but they did it in a way where you didn't hate it
yeah
like,
entirely
for being
yeah.
So shitty like the
yeah.
Story being so
yeah the
shitty,
first parts were interesting
impressive.
Like the flight at the beginning was kind of interesting because it
right.
Almost it felt the most like whenever I have a dream and I'm flying in my dream it's usually like swimming. It's
like
you're kind of slow
like
and moving. Well, yeah, and it was probably because he was drunk and that was supposed to be the joke. But it felt the most like it felt really like wow, that would be kind of what it'd be like because you just kind of float and propel and kind of swim along
right.
at high speeds if you can pull that off and crash into stuff. And I mean, the whole idea of the collateral damage of the superhero is an interesting thing. I mean, obviously he made it worse by just kind of not giving a shit. But the way people operated around him, I thought was kind of. I mean, it worked in a comedy, but then when you try to get dramatic about it, it doesn't work at all because no one would give any shit to somebody if they knew that they were that powerful and invulnerable. Like the little kid wouldn't call him an asshole,
right?
So they all knew
that
great
he wasn't
just not a bad guy
or innocent people or anything like
and
that.
So,
he was obviously a
so
good
their
guy.
Their whining is just like you know, it's just something that Phil Graham's going to talk about, I guess.
Another thing was like the bad guy of the movie. I didn't care about him at all. Like he
they
was
set
completely
it up so there
yeah,
no,
that was
so
ridiculous.
There,
though, there was apparently something complex with his backstory.
Yeah,
they,
like it seemed like there was something there. Like
well, on the radio they mentioned something about how he was like a Berkeley
professor
of psychology and. And had convinced people to start committing, which then
I
they
think
just
they just put that in there to justify his little speech to Hancock at the end before he was going to shoot him,
which still
which
didn't
was a
quite
shitty
work.
Speech
yeah.
And was
I'd
was
imagine maybe there
whole third act was kind of like
yeah the
weak,
third act
really
was
weak,
really
but
weak.
Like the stuff before that you
I
know,
think they
yeah, the first
up,
like half
thing.
Of the movie I was like
yeah.
Yes and then when it started going to like her being a
mm-hmm.
Superhero and the whole story I was like
and the fact that like you know I thought that maybe him and her were she was going to be like the villain to him and then oh some the actual
that would have been an actual like something to look forward yeah,
but
to end,
because
but.
If it's just regular people, you run into the Superman thing where it's like, oh, Toy Man's going to throw some goop at Superman and he's going to get all tied up for 5 minutes and then he's going to use laser vision and he's going to be, oh yeah, I forgot I had laser vision.
Superman's a fag.
Yeah, you don't
really
have Superman.
Is. I hate Superman.
But this is just Superman, but with a different
Everyone.
Character.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No.
Because this guy's black.
This guy's invulnerable. This guy's invulnerable.
He was wearing one of those, like, early 90s rug ponchos, too, you know?
He looked
like
a surfer.
Like John Frusciante back in
John Frusciante?
Yeah. He used to wear that in the
He's going to look up now.
I should look at the room. I'll be like,
Frusciante.
Anyway, so one of the reasons I didn't like Hancock, so you got Will Smith doing his...
Let's call it what it is, Hancock.
Okay.
Hancock.
So Hand Just Banana, say, Hand say Banana was telling him tonight.
The cock.
Hancock.
Okay. There's no D in it, so you can't do that.
That's all you. Right?
Yeah, wow.
There's no fucking D in it.
You know who wasn't in it? You know who should have been in Hancock? Pamela Anderson.
Oh, it's like Pamela Anderson, right. But a masturbation
game. Yeah. Go ahead with your rhythm up of this.
So he, it's Will Smith in an action movie. Even in non-action movies.
And who likes black superheroes, really? I'm just going to throw that out there.
I know, Black Panther.
Hey, Moon Knight was pretty awesome.
Shadowhawk? Yeah, he had AIDS.
Bishop?
What about the Green Lantern?
Bishop's cool.
Which Green Lantern?
The Black
John one. Stewart. John Stewart.
Yeah, black John Debbie. Stewart.
Black yeah. She's the coolest.
Okay. Will Smith didn't say, oh, hell no, once in this movie.
He should have. There was one point when I thought
it was because he's supposed to say that, right? That's his thing.
It's his catchphrase.
It's like Arnold's I'll Be Back.
Will Smith says, oh, hell no. What'd be funny is when he told that.
Yeah, where's the
he's
hand?
He's like,
Hancock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo. Saving the world.
No.
And they put it to like the Sesame Street song or something. Yeah, like, they always got to put some stupid old. It's usually like a Stevie Wonder song.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe when that kid kept calling him the name, he like leaned in close to him. He should have like punched a hole through his chest and like ripped
something
out his heart
like
and eaten it. The kid
I thought,
dies.
First of all, I thought when before it came out, I thought it was going to be rated R, which I
was
really
excited
about.
It was until
I was
about
really
three
excited
weeks
about that.
And
they did massive quick re-edits.
Did they cut out like four fucks in like one violent shot of the guy getting his hand
like,
cut
there,
off?
There
and
was the violence was a little more pronounced. And they said there was way more language. Way more. Like they cut out tons of language.
Hey,
that wouldn't have made it better.
Unrated.
Well, you know, swearing is always better.
It is in a Die Hard movie when you need McClane to call.
I still haven't
someone
seen the
up.
Fourth Die Hard because of it being PG.
You can get an unrated one where he says it like three more times.
Yeah, he does.
But
and
that's
great.
Still not enough because most all the Die Hard movies are
can
like,
they edit
shit.
Blood?
No. The third one he starts calling the guy fucko and the guy's he's like, I don't know fucko.
Yeah,
he starts
dude.
Making up his own swears. That's great.
Yeah, there was
that's
zero blood in that movie. Pretty much.
There's one part where they came around the corner and shot a bunch of cops that were against a white car. And they slid down the car, and there's no blood following the guy. And I was like, oh.
That was Die Hard 4?
Do you remember the elevator scene in Die Hard of the Vengeance?
Like,
that shit is
he does
so
that thing, and he's
bloody.
Also the one. I was thinking about this at work the other day. I was walking around, like, imagining what it would be like to shoot someone in the head.
Right.
And he does it a couple times where, like, he puts his... I forget what movie it is. He does it, though. He puts his foot on the person's neck and goes like this.
Like, turns his head
away. And then someone's like, what are you doing? And he, like, stops, you know? Like, I forget what movie it was, but it was really funny.
McClane does that?
No.
Just
Bruce
a
Willis.
Bruce Willis movie in general.
But he also did that in that elevator scene. After he shoots the other two guys, then he turns and does this, and the blood splatters all over him. It was so violent. Yeah.
I'd be afraid to shoot someone that close, because I'd be afraid the other person had AIDS or something. I'd be like, oh, like covering my whole face and shit. Like, no, I don't want your blood on me.
In my eye sockets or anything. I mean, my mucous membranes.
That's my main concern about murder, is me getting AIDS.
Right.
So,
or any other disease that's transmitted.
What if it was super ironic and directly after you killed the person, you're like, oh, I gotta get to my blood transfusion. And then you go and they're like, oh, we just gave you AIDS. Sorry.
You're like, no, why?
I wish I hadn't killed that person. Then karma would have helped me out here.
Okay. So, so I didn't really like the Hancock as a movie. I think I agree with you, Ryan. The first half was good. And then when
stop
it started
saying you
more.
Agree with Ryan. He liked it.
Well, no.
I thought it was a good movie. I just thought the story was shitty.
Yeah, well, the story was the shitty part. But a couple of the scenes were good. One of the ones I like is the bank robbery scene where he lifts the lampshade off, and I'm like, man. So what? You know what I'd do? Yeah. He flattened it. Okay, nice. I didn't think you'd need to flatten it. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna have to turn that into a blade and cut that guy's arm off, right? And then he does that. So
yeah,
basically, that was great. I loved that. And
that was good editing when he threw it, and then it just shows him walking, and there's like a screaming crowd, and he's holding the hand like immediately.
Yeah, it just cuts to it.
Yeah, Hancock. He cocked his hand
and
chopped.
I mean, it shows like a certain degree.
Chop.
It shows a somewhat more higher degree of brutality than your buddy Superman. But then the other one that's that
I don't like Superman
is when he's fighting in the hospital with the guys. At one point, he just sort of like grabs a guy and throws him out a window. And anytime a superhero that can fly throws somebody out a window and kills them by That, by, it's by, extra funny
like,
and
because
great.
You're like, anytime I can fly. If you threw me out the window, I'd be okay.
Well, like in the old Superman TV show, you know,
right.
With George Affleck Reeves or something. Yeah, with Ben Affleck. There was, like, I guess it was that brutal. Like, he would pick up criminals and just throw them off buildings and shit. But the fact that he just pushed some guy out of a window, just grabbed him, threw him, he just doesn't care. He has no regard at that point, you know? And I like that. So those scenes were good.
No respect and no regard.
No respect and no regard. I like the first flying scene, mainly because it was set to one of my favorite songs by Luda, which was an old song, too. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's an old song.
That song came out, like, 5 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's been longer than that, I think.
I thought that hospital scene was pretty lame too. Like it was.
Well, it really kicked all this crazy drama with the music and the deet, you know, which is like, you know, it's just typical Hollywood drama stuff. You know, right. It's like you gotta keep fighting. You know, I think I can't.
Oh, you're gonna make it.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna survive. And so then, you know, so that's which felt weird in a movie like that where it was sort of so hot and cold with the humor, then the drama, then the humor, then the drama. So, I don't know. I think it needed a more pronounced antagonist to really, like, ground the story. And, I mean, he pretty much turned on a dime a lot quicker than I was expecting in terms of him being kind of a prick to... It was almost... It was
in
more
jail?
Yeah, and then going to jail.
Man? He went through, like, 10 sessions.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, like, it felt more like he was just on a bender because he'd had a bad weekend. And not like he had spent years being sort of a
right.
Alcoholic, unhappy guy. And there was no... Because there was no secret identity, there was no, like, other side to him. So there was no, like, how he made a living. Did he panhandle? I mean, you know...
The other side was what he forgot.
Yeah, I know. But even as a forgetful person, all of a sudden with powers, he would have to, you know, do something. Especially back when, you know, he first started being forgetful, right? Which was before
like
the Civil Rights Act and
it,
shit like that.
Or
yeah.
20s or something. Yeah.
Yeah, how come they didn't ever mention him being like in the days when people hated black people?
They did. They mentioned that a whole bunch. Because she was.
She said that in 1850, some people burned the house they were in down.
Oh.
And stuff. Yeah, they basically made a point of it the whole time because it's not like it was only an issue in the 1800s, you know? That would have been an issue for, you know, all the time, probably.
I think one of the reasons I liked it really was just because of Bateman. I think he helped it a lot with his...
A little bit.
You know the scene like when he's drunk or whatever? Mm-hmm. That's like probably my favorite part when he's like, Hancock, tucking me in. That alone was funny enough for me.
Do you like Hogan's Family?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That was the sitcom.
It was called Valerie's Family until
she
died.
And then she died.
And then Sandy Duncan came in.
And she was the aunt, and it was called Hogan's Family.
And Bateman became more prominent.
Bateman was then like...
He was the older brother. Yeah. There was Willie.
Yeah.
The dad was...
Was he trying to save the family?
The dad was a pilot.
Yeah, he was
and
a pilot.
He was there, like,
every once in a while.
Every now and again.
With booty.
And then the biggest one was when Willie had the cheat sheet, and he was like, Willie, is this a cheat sheet? And I remember that.
Yeah. You remember when the one brother was like... he wanted to get back at Bateman.
Was the other brother's name? It was Willie, and they were like fraternal twins or something.
Yeah,
right?
And one of them was fat, and one of them was skinny and ugly.
Well, yeah, yeah. The other one you definitely wanted to have sex with.
One of them looked like he had AIDS or something. And then, anyway, one day they decided to play a trick on Bateman by
making him think he's going bald.
He's going bald, so he cut a little bit of his hair off, and he woke up and saw like
and
a chunk of hair in his pillow, and he's like,
"That's what I keep thinking of." As I'm thinking, I'm starting to go bald. I'm like, "Am I going to have a Bateman moment here, where I'm going to see like a chunk
you're
of hair?"
You're going to pretend to shave your head because you knew it was a trick the whole time.
I really hope that I never go bald.
So you guys done bashing Hancock?
Yeah, go talk about how it's good.
I like the all heart symbol. I'll throw that in there.
I liked how he killed people.
Oh, the ending, that was stupid.
I thought that
remember the all heart symbol with the
on
heart
the moon.
And
I thought it was
well, that was gay. But
Jason
I mean,
Bateman's goal in life was to change the world.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty. That was, I'm trying to change.
He's
the
setting
world.
His sights pretty low. You know,
I'm gonna.
My goal
to
in life is to be
with,
happy, being as comfortable and lazy as possible.
In terms of the way the story worked. I think the Bateman was a little bit of a detraction, and I like the Bateman, but
what are you going to be done with?
Because
he's got he was the
comedic relief,
but he wasn't just that.
He didn't work well with like the realization of he was way too like with the punches in terms of like oh you mean you're
he was kind of pissed
you're also he was kind of pissed
yeah
for, like,
he didn't really
a, like,
show
what's he
going to
do
like,
they could just kill him.
True. Yeah, exactly. So I guess what, but who knows?
Well, he's too laid back
she's
to
immortal,
really get that angry. But
you know,
it wasn't even
this,
her kid.
Basically,
it was just his kid.
The whole,
I thought
yeah,
that's what
kid.
Kind of
yeah.
threw it off.
But basically, the thing is, you know that he's got to know that she's going to have one of those you had your sheepskin moments on when he dies, because she's going to want to live forever because she's immortal. It's basically Highlander situation there.
Highlander, it's always, you know,
the hot. She's going to see the kid die. The kid's a boy. Maybe she's going to start banging the kid.
Oh.
You know, it's like, I used to love you when you were my mommy, but now you're like my...
My immortal...
Not older anymore. Now I'm older than you, you know? This hover car
is a bang bus.
Hey, it'd be a bang hover bus by then, because it's the future.
Him and Captain Stabbins, yeah, they're gonna fucking go on some anal adventures in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, so now you can talk crap about how great it was. It was the best movie in the world. How
it was. Wait, did you like it?
I did like it. I liked.
I liked it too. I didn't. I was in between. I liked it.
I found great amount of fault with it, and
there's
there were
a lot
huge
of flaws.
But I found, just like when we watched Jumper, and we both found it way better than we thought it would. I got the same thing out of it. Like, the flaws made it more interesting to me because it was very disjointed. In the first half, there's this gigantic tonal shift a little past halfway through, where it suddenly turns into this jokeless.
Right,
melodrama, but it's not just like an action thing, like you said with an antagonist. It's a character study. It becomes a completely character study about those two characters.
But there's not enough character study to that part. So I felt that it was thin on that.
Think it over.
Are you done? Why don't you sit there and drink your water?
I'm done.
Go for it, man. Let's hear it. So, Hancock.
I thought it was...
This is like a Charlie Rose interview.
I thought that the tonal shift was very abrupt. I thought that the comedy in the first half was very weak. I thought I really, really hated the hip-hop-y soundtrack. So anyway, the tonal shift was... So what only thing that kept me interested in the first half was I thought the cinematography was awesome, and Berg's direction, like, he's got this really interesting look with the filters and stuff now. It's a darker... I haven't seen anything he's done that hasn't looked good. Like, he's a very good eye for direction,
yeah,
I think.
I'd say that this and The Kingdom and Friday Night Lights have the
great,
same
yeah.
kind of style you're talking about.
It really does.
Sort of
like, he's got this...
Blue. It's kind of Cameron-esque a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
I think the mise-en-scene, or the maybe just the sort of choice of close-ups and the styles in that respect is what reminds me of, like, Michael Mann.
Yeah.
Maybe
a lot
in something like The Kingdom, and that might have been because Mann was a producer on that, and maybe he, you know, mm-hmm. was there shooting him ideas every now and again about how to set up.
So anyway, like, that kept me going through that, but as it turned into its big shift, I thought it was very interesting to hear. It wasn't that great an explanation for anything, but I was very excited to hear some other offering than this guy's a mutant or this guy's from space. Which is what it everything
yeah.
always is.
Because it's got to be a magic
that,
god.
He's a crazy
god
rich
thing,
guy.
Right?
It's like, you know, that's the Batman thing. Or
it was different, but not necessarily in a good way.
And it wasn't
I it was
really
because,
a full
but
explanation.
But
because
it was just, different didn't mean it was
But
good.
Not just that.
Technically
but
speaking,
set.
the gods are aliens.
I think they should have just said, like, you know how they kept alluding to
you know,
the fact that they were, like gods, basically?
Yeah.
I think they should have, like, kind of stopped right there. Then they, like, they went into a little too much detail.
Well, I don't think...
They're supposed to pair off and die?
I thought
yeah,
they gave
I
it
was
enough.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Come on.
I thought they gave it enough there that it was meant to be, like, vague. It was kind of mysterious, you know? I mean, after you leave that movie, the first thing you say is it's a mystery. At first it annoyed me that there was obviously going to be no big antagonist, so they kind of tried to throw that guy
that,
in there.
That
ended up, I thought, being one of the only funny things was when...
Yeah, he's like, again? Like, when he gets
no,
his other
no,
hand
no
cut
not
out?
Just that. That was dumb. But, like, when they show them, like, he wants the guys to, like, hold his hands.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
And the other guy, like, looks at his creepy hook and holds it for a second.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like, that was, you know, that's kind of funny. And, like,
yeah.
That whole thing was pointless, though. That,
I thought,
that
I thought all
guy,
the humor
like,
was very aimed toward kids, and all the other stuff was obviously... And, like, the original script... is this old thing from like 9 years ago called Tonight He Comes, which was this very, it sounds like a porn, right?
Right.
But it was this big, long, just drama, not even an action thing, about a drunk, suicidal, homeless superhero and a kid he meets who has some terrible family. And that was just that.
And it basically got turned into this, because as they kept going on...
They had
on,
to Will Smith it up. Like
as they kept going on, everyone kept going, this isn't going to make any money if you don't do this and stuff like that. I think it's incredible that they made the money it did, because it's really a weird movie. It really is
weird.
I like
iRobot, by the way.
It's weird, but it had Will Smith. It had enough of the, you know, it had the hip-hop soundtrack. It had the stupid jokes. And it had, like, an action sequence. And it had a couple, you know, had Charlize Theron.
It's got some heart.
Hey, remember
it's got
the
jokes
Bateman
and it's got the action.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a murderer.
He like no, he's out. Did, he was like, he no just, way, my
yeah,
other arm.
Yeah, he just did it to his hand. He didn't.
No, then he axed him.
Yeah,
chest.
Yeah, he axed him.
Oh,
he axed him.
That doesn't make him a murderer. That made him, that was self-defense.
If you kill someone,
that guy was self-defense. The guy
wasn't
going to kill
him. Really.
The guy was going to kill him.
He was hiding.
He was going to kill the guy.
He was
going to
kill Hancock.
He was going to kill a lot of people.
He was in. Oh, come on. He was going to kill that guy, then he's going to be like, done, and walk away.
Uh-huh. I don't give a shit about Bateman.
Yeah. I got one hand left, I'm cool. Then if Bateman would have done that, he'd been like, I'm going to kill you.
But he made sure he took care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
So anyway.
Why not, you know?
I thought the flaws made it even more interesting, and it was...
The flaws made it more flawed.
It was so much of a departure from, like, the fact that it was set in an absolutely real world without any other superheroes was what was most intriguing.
Except for the other
right,
god.
Right, but who wasn't, you know, yeah. Who wasn't part of it.
And that's true. I mean, I haven't heard any buzz about a sequel, and so hopefully they're not going to do one, because what would be the point?
They said if it reaches a certain amount,
well, that seems to be the general consensus on anything. You know, you make a movie about a red wagon, and if it makes enough money.
The Blair Witch 2, you remember that?
They could have easily made a sequel if they had stuck to their guns and let what's-her-name croak, because then he would have stayed a superhero all the time. There'd be no vulnerability to him, and it would have been a slight... It would have been...
Wait, if...
You would have been back in
the
loneliness.
Just the other guy?
No, that's not the way.
Well,
it
would if one of them
sure.
dies, then the other one will have no reason to die, so they'll be
no.
Because the only reason they die is when they're around each other, right?
And see,
how did all the other ones die? I don't get that.
Because
they were together and they both got killed.
They died of old age.
They were apart.
Or they died of old age or whatever, huh?
How if she?
Well, because they become more mortal.
They were eventually just mortal.
Yeah, they mortalized.
Even if they separated,
they were mortalized in stone.
Mortalized them.
Yeah, I think the whole point was that he was going to survive at the end there, and then he was like, but I got to crawl away and get a far enough away so that she can come back
to life. I
got to
go to the moon so I can put this gay logo in there.
He decides to leave, like, well, that was the thing, is the character shift was he's a drunken mess in the beginning because he's basically just,
he's alone.
Well, it's just total sense of loneliness, but at the end, he has to embrace the loneliness and realize that it's for the good of everyone else and the self-sacrifice.
But he knows who he is now. He didn't then.
But
he
has to embrace
it.
It's not just that. It's just he has to. It's like a self-sacrificial thing where he like does it.
I didn't feel that so much.
Well,
he was still talking to Bateman on the phone.
Yeah, but I mean, he forgoes any sort of like physical relationship or anything like that with when he's obviously very drawn to her and everything. He has to choose to put that.
Well, he
away.
Didn't know why he was. That was sort of a supernatural aspect to them being gods, and that explained the coincidence of him getting next to her and all that to some degree, and him going from Miami to LA. I think in the end I didn't get so much that he was now lonely still and had to self-sacrifice. I got that as his motivation at the beginning to being a drunk and being unhappy was the sense of rejection after having amnesia and no one claiming him, because that seemed to be the only real dramatic part in Will Smith's part, was when he's sitting there having
right.
drinks with him saying, you know, but it surprised me that no one step forward to claim me, you know, like what a bastard I must have been.
Yeah, yeah.
So he felt like rejected by the world at that point, and not just like, I don't know who I am and why do I have these powers? I'm so alone.
Right,
that
but
I'm
he
the
could,
only one
but
like
he
this.
Could have
it's
chosen,
not a Superman
but he
thing.
He could have chosen to selfishly stay with her and stay close to there and become mortal. And who cares? You know, like he could have gone away and come back. And
well,
like
he
that.
Might still do that.
So he chooses, you know, the
it
loneliness.
It sounds like they do
care,
that.
He chooses to care for everyone else so that you know. He can remain the superhero thing. That's why the loneliest thing.
Wasn't
it
like
really
a Too Short song called "The Fuck Shack"? Once every 20,
I'm not.
I'm sure
there
was.
Once every 50 years, he's gonna meet up with her at the Fuck Shack, and they're gonna get it on for a while.
Is that what happens
that
in the Too Short
song? Like that they.
That's what's gonna happen already. It's happened. BSG. All of this has happened before, and all of this will happen again. That's essentially what's going on with Hancock. She explains it like 7 times before. Then you got hurt. You got cut this time, and then we went our separate ways. You got hit on the head this time, then we went our separate ways.
So basically, whenever their other half dies, they get together and fuck.
Bateman croaks himself, you know, or whatever, realizes
you know what the gods
should have
done? They should have made
the gods of Kobol?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about Hancock.
Zeus.
Why did they make
Sir
him
Lawrence Olivier should have built a robotic
fuck up.
Turtle for him.
It's like, God, what are you talking about?
Go for it.
Okay. Like, you know how they made him so they're paired? Yeah. Why did they make him paired if they wanted him to just, you know, be
the
ultimate superhero? Like, the whole point of making him paired is so they get together, you know?
Yeah, she was just telling him that to get it because she was happy with her life with the Batman.
And yeah, so but she that, to you thing. Can say that, but that's...
Yeah, you're just guessing that.
Yeah.
No, that's the only obvious thing, because Blaine's got the
obvious
perfect sense.
Obvious to you, but you're a
retail. Well, they made two of them. They gave him a pair, so she's just...
Yeah!
You're the last dude left that, that could do this, and I don't want to do it, so you. This is your job.
Yeah, but I don't... They wouldn't make her be, like, the bitch. I mean, that's, like...
She's not really being the bitch. She's just saying, look, you are in this world now. You are known now as a
superhero. If that was true, then they just would have said it.
Pretty much what she did say.
No, she said that you're the one, man. You were
the
chosen
insurance
to be
policy.
The, yeah, you're the old. Yeah,
you're the
hero.
Guardian.
He's the guardian.
She's
just a sentinel.
And they look.
So are we done with Hancock?
Let's
talk about some grading here.
Okay, so Hancock grading.
I gave it a B minus already.
I'm gonna give it a B plus
for Hancock.
Yes.
I'll give it. Shit, I don't know. I'll probably give it a B minus too. Maybe a B.
Here's to your B.
No, I'll give it a B, actually. I'll give it a B, because I was entertained by it.
I'm going to give it a B minus. I don't think I'm going to need to watch it again or anything.
It's not something that I would ever, like, buy.
Gosh, you should have backhandedly B minus something. You basically did nothing but make it sound like it's the worst constructed movie ever made. And you're like, it's B minus.
Well, you did the same thing, and then you're like, the flaws make it better. It's not funny at the beginning,
but that's what it is.
The
flaws kind of just... point out the
you like it despite
tone,
all the things
the
you don't like about it
tone
least, you know
highlight that the character arc remains the same and is always highlighted, you know. It's not,
I thought the character arc was too quick, but I already said that.
It's like a Will Smith movie.
It was just like a
action,
it was
come
just
on.
A
popcorn
yeah,
movie
it was
yeah
just,
sure it was but
it was I thought it was really entertaining. It was just the story was really weak. I'll give it a B. What is Fincher doing now? That was a
Benjamin Button.
He actually got the rights to remake Heavy Metal.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But it's going to be like a 3D animation.
I don't know. He just got Paramount and dropped it.
Oh, I've never heard this story. How does it go?
That he jacked off to my picture using mayonnaise.